Congestion in the freight rail system is far from the only problem in the country's transportation infrastructure, says commentator Robin Farzad.
You want irony? Ride Amtrak. Swat away enough empty cans in sports sections and you might find a seat. Then look around. Cell phones abound. From handsets with built-in cameras to headsets attached to laptops, attached to detachable keyboards, attached to portable battery packs. Holier than thou, some exec squints to read email on his wireless retina. Okay, maybe not. Regardless, your car transports enough gadgetry to emasculate R2-D2. Your supposed express train, meanwhile, is delayed another half hour. The conductor chimes in to explain that hot weather has warped a stretch of tracks in Delaware. Gee, thanks. Communications infrastructure, trillions of dollars advanced, is everywhere. Actual infrastructure, billions under budgeted, rots. And so while we demand nothing short of ubiquitous DSL and unlimited nights and weekend minutes, we've learned to take for granted the mediocrity of our rail connections. Am I the only geek who notices this divide? In 5 short years, America has managed to blow $2 trillion on telecom pipe dreams. We ripped apart whole streets to lay fiber optic cables that will likely never be used. Investors expecting huge paydays gladly bankrolled thousands of communication startups now worth, on average, negative zilch. Consider what an avuncular fellow recently asked me at an Iranian wedding. Mr. Farzad, how did my Lucent stock fall to $2? Can you even conceive of $2 trillion? One thing all too conceivable these days is America's transit crunch. Forget the information superhighway for a minute and ponder the actual highway you have to navigate every morning. I-285, the bumper-to-bumper ring that circles Atlanta, is more detested there than Sherman's March to the Sea. Chicago drivers spend lifetimes inching through a network of bottlenecks that includes the poignantly named Hillside Strangler. Mass transit, you say? Try mass disrepair. New York subway system, crowded, dirty, and inefficient as ever, is cutting service but ramming through a 33% fare hike. Neglected systems like Atlanta's MARTA and Miami's Metro Mover are about as frequented as Chernobyl. States and municipalities, many of which are now drowning in deficits, ignore so many potholes that their roads now resemble Manuel Noriega. But why fret now that you can roam your cell phone in Panama? Can you hear me now? ¡Qué bueno! Put it all together and you have a missed opportunity of record proportions. A fraction of the phantom trillions earmarked to telecom could have funded a true bullet train along the eastern seaboard, plus one connecting St. Louis to Chicago, San Diego and points north, and tens of other vital corridors. That investment would have cascaded into big gains in productivity and interstate commerce, providing a badly needed backup to our suffering airline system. You don't have to be Alan Greenspan to realize how the public returns on such an investment would have far exceeded the irretrievable loss that was the telecom crash. Talk about a gross misallocation. But there's no use crying over spilled capital. These days, everyone seems to have something to say about the sorry state of transportation. Mr. Farzad, why does the subway cost $2? Will they remember in better times?
Robin Farzad writes for Smart Money magazine.